I don't know anything about Breaking Bad. I've never watched Breaking Bad. That's my mission.
Wow. Okay. So the second part of this is just going to be me chastising you for never watching Breaking Bad.
I watched one episode of Breaking Bad, and it just did not seem like my thing.
Hey, you want to know?
You see the pizza toss.
I got a hot take. I watched one episode of The Wire and said, I don't get it, and I never watched it again.
Yeah, I might be with you on that one. That's a hot take, though.
That's a hot take.
The Wire's one of the most overrated things I've ever heard of.
Holy shit, this hot take is getting so hot.
It's so hot.
I'm going to eat my crow when I realize, like, 3 seasons.
Make you watch.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I'll make you watch the 50 hours, and then at hour 40, you'll be like, oh my god, it's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think The Wire's probably a good show, but man, I tried to watch a couple of episodes, didn't do anything for me, but I'm a white dude, so maybe it's not supposed to do something for the white dude. Coming. I don't know.
Boy, that's a hot as hell take, and I think we can end the podcast on that take. That's so hot that, holy shit. Holy shit.
I'm sure it's a good show. I wasn't into the first couple of episodes, and like,
no,
I
it's
didn't
fine. Then...
I'm okay. I'll watch it again at some point.
No, don't.
We can discuss the hot news this week anyway, seeing as we're talking about TV. Brooklyn 99. Any of you guys actually even watched a single episode?
Brooklyn 99? No, I've not watched Brooklyn 99.
No, I feel like it was one of those things. Everyone's like, oh, it's such a good show, and like, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I had seen an episode and was like, yeah, that's good, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't watch comedies. Like, I don't know. I used to when I was younger. I used to watch, like, Friends and stuff and Seinfeld, but I haven't watched in years, like, any kind of real comedy
show. I've seen
the
name, and then, like, I've seen not a single person ever talk about that show until this week. It was insane.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, oh, really? There's a lot of people that like this show, huh? I didn't know that. I thought it was just a bunch of people that were like, saw a couple of seconds and they're like, ha, 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 funny show, we got to save it. And it's like, really? Do we really need to? I don't know. But it's okay, though, because Last Man Standing's coming back, and that's the real good show.
Boy, everybody loves Tim Allen, right?
I love
Didn't he Milkshake Duck or something?
Yeah. Oh, he's Milkshake Ducked for years, my dude. He's been Milkshake Ducking for years now.
He's got a lot of stuff in his past. If you like Tim
Have Allen, you read that book? Oh, boy. Yeah. Have you read that book he wrote?
Yikes.
What's it
Yikes.
Titled?
Oh, let me look it up. 1 second.
And can I get an audiobook?
Probably.
Oh, my bad.
Dude does the audio for that.
Yeah, dog. You could get that on Audible, probably.
But anyways, I've seen the first like 2 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I do like it a lot. But
it seems okay.
It seemed fine.
But I stopped watching American television, so...
Wow, that's a hot take.
That's the hottest take.
I watched the anime back off. Okay.
Don't worry, we're going to get him to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. soon, and then he'll be deep in again. It'll be fine. It's going to happen. Yeah. Don't worry. We'll get there together, and it's going to be great.
Can we talk? Since we're talking about cancellations, can we just talk about CBS and the very, very bad job they're doing with TV shows? They got like 4 shows canceled that they were really banking on. Kevin James, 2018, huh? That went well. That's gone. There's like 3 other shows that were on that you don't know about, but I do because I worked at at a local station here that was a CBS affiliate, and I got to see all the bad CBS shows that are on Bazinga. And it's really, really – they are in dire straits right now if we're going to talk about, like, CBS, like, the network comedy for 30 minutes, primetime comedy, not doing so hot on America's Most Watched Network because they're all gone now, and they've got, like, 4 hours of stuff that they got to fill now throughout the week.
What did they cancel? What was the shows?
Kevin Can Wait, 9JKL, Living Biblically. That was a god awful show. 9JKL. Yeah, these are shows you don't even know about because they were so bad. And then there was the other one that got canceled. But yeah, Kevin Can Wait was the big one. And Man with a Plan got renewed, which weird to me because it's the dude from Friends. I forgot his name.
They got NCIS. I hear that's a big thing.
Yeah, great. I'm 87 years old. I love NCIS.
Hey, I watch a lot of these NCIS. Like,
I'm actually not kidding. I watch a lot of NCIS. I'm actually 80 years old. My grandmother watches it. She loves Mark Harmon's Dreamy. I don't know if you know that, but he's very dreamy.
Wow. They've got a Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Who Hawaii fucking Five-0. Even watches Hawaii? Let me tell you about having watched a lot of Hawaii Five-0. That show's unbelievable. It just can't. It's too out of the box. It's like
unbelievably good.
Oh my goodness!
I want to see all these canceled shows. Wow, ABC, you were having a hard time.
Let me tell you about how bad. I was talking in chat. I think it was during Eurovision. I was even talking about, like, every show is dying. Like, what the hell happened? Like, I wake up, I guess, Thursday, and I learned, like, oh, man, they're canceling a fucking bunch. Do you look at Fox? They canceled half their shows. Yeah. It's unbelievable. They canceled a
lot of shows. I mean, why have the need? Well, the network shows, like, they're being outdone by everything else. Like, Netflix is having their own content every month of, like, here's a bunch of stuff we made specifically for Netflix. And here's some other stuff on Hulu and Amazon. And, like, it just, it highlights the network, like,
they're struggling
in the future. Yeah, of, like, what do we put on TV that is family-friendly and also funny? And, like, I just don't know that a multi-camera sitcom thing works that well in 2018 anymore with laugh tracks and things like, well, that's not true because, you know, Big Bang Theory is still very popular. So, I don't know. Like,
how is Big Bang Theory still popular? That's my question to all of you. Fucking what the fuck?
I mean, I don't know, man.
It's okay. It's fine. But, like, how the fuck is it that popular? I just don't understand. Like, I just don't.
One of my aunts, who is probably around in early 60s, loves that show. I've asked her about it because I have a morbid curiosity to understand why people think that show is funny. I wasn't, like, mean to her about it or anything. I'm just like, so what do you enjoy about that show? He's like, it's just funny. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't answer my question, but all right, good to know.
Big news, guys. Black Lightning has been renewed. Okay. It's been saved.
Also, the CW has been renewing every fucking Flash show. It's unbelievable. I don't understand. People watch Arrow still, even though it's terrible. Like, it's so bad now. The Flash is okay, but all those fucking shows. It's unbelievable.
There's a lot of shows. I feel like more shows got canceled this week than I've ever seen.
By several magnitudes. Yeah. It's right. As somebody that watches a lot of TV shows, I watch, like, half my shows I watch go. It's bad. It's bad.
Superior. CBS lost 9JKL. I just want to clean this up real quick. 9JKL, Superior Donuts, which was okay. I think that was a Jared Carmichael thing. Mm-hmm. He's pretty funny, but that just didn't land for whatever reason. Scorpion is a show that I don't know anything about.
Have you ever wanted a bunch of tech mumbo jumbo yelled at you by a bunch of nerdy dudes that do, like,
that seems like all that
fucking secret operations or something like that?
Turns out, no, is the answer to your question.
Let me see here. Like, this plane is going down, and this plane crashed in the ocean is spilling oil everywhere. We're gonna bunch of nerdy fucking dudes are gonna come in here and save the day.
The Mick also got, which was Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny. That got taken away, which I thought it was doing okay. I don't even know if we're still recording or not.
We're still recording. We're in this.
I'm very fascinated by all of these shows that got canceled. Man, there's a lot of...
Living Biblically got... Kevin Can Wait.
Living Biblically. God, that show was awful. That was a bad premise. Why'd you put that on TV?
But the King of Queens.
Yeah, Kevin Can Wait, which was... they killed off his wife the first season for Leah Remini. For the next season, and they just sort of wrote it off. It was like, she died. What?
Great.
How do you feel as a TV man when young Sheldon is the one that's renewed and your show is canceled? Christ. That's got to be like a nightmare. That's got to be. You got to wake up screaming every night. Like, holy shit. Sheldon is the one that makes it. That's fucking awesome.
Apparently, it wasn't terrible, so.
I've seen, I'm not proud to admit that I've seen a couple of episodes of Young Sheldon. I have. I don't know. It's been on my TV. I don't know why it showed up on my TV, but it was.
You wake up in the middle of the night and the TV's on and it's Young Sheldon. It's fine.
What are your opinions?
My opinions are that it runs starkly in contrast to The Big Bang Theory, and I appreciate the fact that they didn't just go rip The Big Bang Theory and go like, see, he had this, he's a funny kid and he's got maybe some mental problems, ha ha ha. And no, it's actually like, they try to flesh it out a little bit and like, he's got a sad upbringing. I don't like that I know a lot about this show. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Done?
Yeah, my dude.
Can we start a King of Queens podcast?
Hell yeah. King of Queens podcast? What show is that one?
Kevin James.
Kevin James, King of Queens. You wanna?
I will. I don't want to shit all over Kevin James. He's actually a very talented stand-up comedian and was at one point. I just don't get the fascination with having him in shows. I don't get it.
I don't understand it either.
Anyways, the big show can get taken off the air is in the middle. Actually, I've seen the first few seasons. I also really like that. I wish I still watched American TV, but the middle.
That's a good show. Like American TV has some good like stuff. Like I'm watching Superstore on NBC is very good. I like Superstore a lot. I was actually watching some of that before we started recording. I like The Good Place a lot. I think that's a very good show. I think it just depends on who's writing it. And like, there's some of these premises are just so ridiculous though. Like the Living Biblically thing just isn't even funny for a premise of a show.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand how that got on TV. I don't know how that got greenlit. The mayor was okay, and Me, Myself, and I was okay with
the mayor got canceled.
Bobby Moynihan. Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Was the Marvel's Inhumans good?
No. It's gone. So bad. So, you know Dexter? You know how, like, half of Dexter is terrible? You know that the showrunner for that? He worked on Inhumans.
Excuse me? What half of Dexter is terrible?
The ending of Dexter, isn't it bad? Isn't like the ending of Dexter half the whatever ending of it. Yeah, that.
Sure.
The showrunner that ran that into the ground and then also ran the immortal Iron Fist into the ground, they somehow put him on Inhumans, and it's so bad. We need to watch that just because I can't watch it myself because I watched one episode and I turned it off. It's unbelievably terrible. There's only 8 episodes. I watched one of them. It's really bad. It's like it's like the costume. You gotta look up costumes for the Inhumans TV show and tell me they don't look so terrible. Oh my god. Here's this set photo. How about this? Here's your cast photo of the Inhumans. It's real good stuff. Uh-oh.
So, like, over here, it's interesting because we don't have, like, ABC, Fox, NBC. So it's just kind of like a scrabble for, like, who picks up what and on what channels over here for the thing. Like, I think a lot of shows actually end up on Comedy Central. Like, The Goldbergs, I think, is on there.
That show's not bad from what I've seen.
I like The Goldbergs. That's really good.
It's fine, yeah.
I'm looking at, like, Lethal Weapon apparently got renewed, but they're replacing a guy.
The main guy. I watched Lethal Weapon. That show is the main guy. He's the reason that show works. He's a really good actor.
But is there a reason they did that?
I fucking have. Apparently, it was like, I don't know, there was something happening on set, I guess. Him and the other guy were fighting, and it was just, it was like he got pushed out or whatever.
If you remember, and nobody will remember, Wisdom of the Crowd had Jeremy Piven in it, but that's gone too, because Jeremy Piven had a whole sexual harassment thing, and that got canceled.
Sure.
But Jeremy Piven, if we just want to take a second to talk about Jeremy Piven, and all of the bad, bad, bad decisions he's made since he was a hot thing there for a minute. Jeremy Piven, what are you doing? And that concludes my Jeremy Piven minute.
Fox canceled every show imaginable. I can't believe how many shows. Is Gotham going to make it? Who knows? Is X-Files going to make it? Who knows? I don't find out. I don't know.
I have X-Files here filed under canceled, but I don't know if that...
Oh, really? Did they? This one I'm looking at says not yet. Okay.
According to the PopLinked, a Vox article, which is a good site for just a lot of breaking things down for you. And it says here that the X-Files is on... Right now, it says in quote or in parentheses, as always with the X-Files and other revival series, a few years down the road isn't out of the question. So maybe it is in limbo and they're just not sure, but it does say it's canceled as of.
Okay. I like Timeless a bunch. That's a good show about time travel. It's a fun show. It's okay history. It's pretty good. Also,
Bio?
The good...
I don't know if that's any good. That's Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny and Patton Oswalt. I don't know if it's any good. I've heard it's all right. It's not canceled. It got another season. These are shows that got another season.
Gotham is also okay. It's pretty good sometimes. The Penguin in it is pretty bad, but everybody else is pretty good.
How about Riverdale?
You should fucking talk to Riverdale. Friend of the show, Gaffman, about fucking
yeah,
Riverdale.
Apparently.
Fuck Riverdale. What a shitty ass show.
Wow.
As someone that likes Archie comics, it's fucking Riverdale pisses me off every time I watch it, so I can't watch it.
It's so bad. Like, think of, like, Archie comics, and then throw all of that away to create, like, a 90210 clone.
Yep.
And, like, not Beverly Hills 90210, like, that revived 2000s 90210. Like,
oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad. Riverdale it's is such garbage.
We should watch Riverdale and just rip it to pieces.
No, because I watched, would... like, 90% of that first season, no, and, like, it didn't end. It didn't end with, like, the final killer, and it's just like, oh, a killer's still whatever. And just, fuck that show.
Wow, this is I'm looking, okay, I didn't realize. I'm looking at Fox's shows right now. They've got a whole slate of, let's say, 15, 20 shows. There's like 5 that are renewed for the next year. That seems like a bad hit rate by Fox. Like, wow, dude, that's really, really bad. The Exorcist is gone. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which we already discussed. The Mick, yep. The Last Man on Earth, Lucifer.
Lucifer is a good show. It's based on a comic book. It's extremely good.
We're looking I'm looking at, like, okay, here's a list of shows by Fox that have not yet had a decision made on them. Ghosted, which is I forgot his name. Adam Scott. That's Adam Scott and Craig, what's his face? But they're like Ghostbuster, like funny guys. That show doesn't look great. Gotham is apparently waiting to be renewed. LA to Vegas, that looked like a bad show. Yep. I don't know about that one. Lethal Weapon, already mentioned that. Little Big Shots, I don't remember which one that is. That probably doesn't bode well for it. And then Prison Break, which I didn't know was still a thing.
Wait, it's what?
Still a thing? I remember Prison Break in the night. No, it can't be.
Yeah. Unless they plan to bring it back and it went on. I don't know, because, like, I honestly have no
2005
idea.
2005 was the first episode? What the fuck is going on? Okay, hold up. 2005 was the first time.
Hey, Fox, maybe hire some better writers is all I'm saying.
Yeah, they rebooted it. It has to be a reboot because season 4 of Prison Break aired in 2008. Okay, and then season 5 airs in 2017. Okay. They rebooted Prison Break. Okay. But, like, a continuation of the show. All right, weird. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because I was like, wait, wasn't that like 10 years ago?
Oh, weird. The main two people are both people from the CW shows. That's weird. Captain Cold, I mean, and the flame starter. Okay, that's weird. That's
Fox still has, like, enough shows to make them fuck tons of money, like The Simpsons, Empire, Family Guy,
that's true. Yeah, you can
New Girl, Bob's Burgers is a Fox thing.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that's
the Orville does well for them, I think.
Because, like, Family Guy got another renewal, and, like, I'm sorry, but Family Guy has not been funny to me in like 5 years.
Oh, yeah,
years,
I stopped
something
it.
Like that?
So, yeah, 10 years or so.
And,
but,
and, like, Bob's Burgers is very good. I haven't watched enough of it, but it seems like a funny show. I'll give that
I
a
love
benefit
Bob's
of the doubt.
Burgers, yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't... The Simpsons, I loved as a kid. I would come home every day after school and watch that show. But, like, because it's on syndication, you know, it's rerunning and all of that. Uh-huh. So, like, it's in different markets across the United States, and I imagine in Europe as well, where it's just on at, like, a one-hour chunk,
oh, yeah.
Or, like, two-hour chunks in the afternoon during the week. And I remember watching a ton of The Simpsons as a kid. I love The Simpsons, but it's very hard to watch that now because, I mean, just recently with all of the Apu stuff that's happening and Hank Azaria saying, like, well, I'd be willing to step away from it if it's, you know, too offensive nowadays. And it's just like, man, I don't want to see The Simpsons in this way. I'd rather them just punctuate everything, get a good season, and then say, all right, we're gone.
The last Simpsons episode I watched, comic book guy got a girlfriend. She is
really?
Asian, obviously.
Okay. Oh, obviously.
Obviously.
I just, yeah, I love The Simpsons so much, and, like, just to see all that happen, and yeah, it's I understand that, like, you know, that stuff was probably 20 years ago, wasn't a big deal, and now it is, and to completely undo a character, that's another conversation for another time, but it's just, yeah, I think Fox has a solid Sunday night lineup, and they have for a little while now, but you know, Family Guy's not for me. I'm sure Bob's Burgers is good. I just haven't watched it. Anyway, I'm glad everybody has come to our television podcast.
Oh my God. I watch so much TV, I could do a television podcast. Easy.
We just talk about television and the hottest new NBA 2K13 video games that we play.
Let me talk to you about Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's really good.
God. Everyone should...
Also, Cobra Kai, really good show. If you have, if you want, it's fucking amazing. It's really good. Really? It's one of the best shows this year. It's unbelievable. I was blown away by it completely.
That's bull.
That's that's a little crazy.
No, it's really that good. That's not just me saying it. Go look at a lot of the reviewers.
I think that's a hotter take than The Wire.
No, man. Listen, man.
I only give the hottest takes here. That's what I do. Listen, I'm willing to say that The Wire's a good show, but I don't have to fucking put 50 hours into it and go, you know, you're right. This was a very good show. It's socioeconomically. It makes a lot of sense. Like, I don't want to do that. You can snip this out for the ROM's Twitter and put like, hot take. You better listen this week. Zach says, like, yeah, just post it on Twitter.
Yeah, just post it everywhere to start linking it to people. Just talk. Link it to the Wire guy. Send him in a private message to him.
The Wire guy.
David Simon?
Yes, David Simon.
Talking about David Simon? I'm willing to give it, again, the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. I realize that I could talk a lot about television, and I don't watch a lot of television, which is weird.
Television is amazing right now, so I totally get it. Also, a lot of shows are going to get, I feel like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s probably going to get pulled over to the Disney service. You might see, like, a Lucifer or something like that get pulled over to the new... DC thing. Like, a lot of shows are gonna start getting plucked out of fucking cable TV, and that's gonna be weird. Cause I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, that's... I'm not sure if we should go down this path here. Mm-hmm. Maybe... Okay, you know what?
Before we do, I wanna say my TV show of the year so far is The Looming Tower. Everyone should watch that. It's really fucking good.
I mean, if we're going to talk about stuff we're watching now, I think HBO is doing very well with Barry.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good show that if you like Bill Hader in his comedic stylings, it's a complete 180 from that, and it's very, very good.
I would like to give some props to FX's Legion.
Legion, very good. Yeah.
It's fucking really good. I would also like to say Atlanta, also an extremely good TV show.
You know what?
Really good season, too.
I'm also going to say... Shout out to FX in general, because between that, Atlanta, Baskets, You're the Worst, four very, very good shows on that platform that I watch religiously, like, all very good. So whatever FX is doing, keep it up, man, because, like, I'm tuned into their shows, and, like, I do need to sit down and watch Legion at some point, because
Did I link you all the fucking video of the fucking... Did you watch my video I linked the other day?
I did, yes. I saw
the dancing mouse, yeah.
Yes. I thought it was very, very good. I do actually need to sit down and watch that. I did realize also that Twin Peaks is on Netflix.
All right.
I need to watch that. I've never seen Twin Peaks, but I hear good things.
Listen to me. My favorite show of all time is Twin Peaks. I love that show so much. Fucking, we should all just sit down and watch Twin Peaks together and record a podcast.
You keep saying that, and I just...
Please, God, do it with me, please.
Listen, you're already doing 17 podcasts
I'll
about
Marvel
movies.
Do every
movies.
Podcast imaginable. If it...
I can't. Okay, we're going to slate that one in right behind Talking Ed, where we...
Ed, there we go.
And talk about the various episodes from the first one to the last one.
Sure.
Yes, Legion looks... Yeah, it looks good. There was another show on FX that I feel like I saw... Hold, I'm gonna look this up real quick. You can.
What's the one with Timothy Wharton?
Timothy.
That was one of the effects.
Yeah, I thought I'm not sure.
Anyways, just right here. Good things.
Justified. Yeah, I like Justified a lot. That's a good show.
The show I hear good things about on TV is The Good Place. That's the show I want to watch.
Yep. Yes, you should. You should. It's a very good show. I can back that 100%.
If you like Kung Fu, you should watch Into the Badlands. That's pretty good. Lots of Kung Fu fighting in that show. It's a lot of fun.
We're just evolving into what we're watching.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to two guys. They're both actors, but they are the Duplass brothers, and they are very good at what they do. And they released a new documentary thing on Netflix a couple days ago. It might have been Friday, actually. And it's a documentary. It's a four-part, like, a couple hours of watching about a pizza robbery, and you might know of this in, like, the popular culture.
Right.
The pizza robbery where the guy had a collar around his neck, and it was a bomb, and he couldn't. He had to rob a pizza place in 30 minutes or less, and he was unable to do it, and he was unfortunately killed because of that. It's a fascinating look into what actually happened to it, and like the players involved are super crazy, and like it's very good. And Mark and Jay Duplass do a lot of very good. I want to give a shout out to their HBO show Togetherness that was also very good. It's canceled now, but it was very good. It's like two seasons, and I love everything the Duplass brothers do. They're very talented guys, and they have a real earnestness and like a real darkness to what they do, and it's very, very good. But yeah, it's called Evil Genius on Netflix. It's actually a pretty interesting watch if you're into documentaries and like crime and stuff like that, which I very much am.
Okay. Sounds cool. At some point, I got to end this podcast.
I thought you ended it already.
We've been talking about TV podcasts for like 30 minutes after we did the news. It's fine. That's fun.
Oops.
No, it's good.
I've been watching The Punisher. That's actually really interesting and cool. Jessica Jones. I'm a Netflix Marvel mark.
Sure.
I like them. I like them a hell of a lot.
Sure.
Oh, I know what I... Well, we've gone on long enough, I guess.
Okay, two other shows I'd like to mention, just do a quick... The Magicians is really good. It's a good show. It's on sci-fi. It's a lot of fun. It's cool. It's a good show. Also, The Expanse, I know that got canceled. If you like really hard sci-fi, that's a good show. That's all else I got.
Hey, before we...
Go ahead, Zach. Just do it.
Can we talk about Roseanne for a minute and just how bonkers that whole thing is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, and we can end on this note, but Roseanne, there's going to be a new episode coming out here, and it's about what you think it would be about.
Just one episode.
Yeah, it's a new episode. I don't know why they're promoting one episode, but it's an episode about Roseanne being scared of her new Muslim neighbors, and that seems like a real
cool thing
to have on network television in 2018.
She is a big Trump supporter, like huge. She'll talk about that pretty openly in interviews.
Yeah, she's crazy, man. Like, very. Yes, thank you.
I thought she was on like SNL skits.
Am I thinking
of some other comedian lady?
I don't think Roseanne was ever an SNL person. So yeah, I think you're confusing her with somebody else.
Huh?
Is she? I don't know. There was
a lady who was... It's probably not Roseanne, but there was a lady late last year who was in SNL skits, like, with that guy doing Trump impressions. She was, like, Spitzer, the press secretary at the time.
Oh, you're Melissa McCarthy is who you're...
Melissa McCarthy, probably.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, she's... Melissa McCarthy is very, very good. Yes, she is very different than Roseanne, for sure. No, I wanted to bring that up because it was a different time for me, but I never was into Roseanne. I was not a Roseanne fan.
I feel like I was Friends or something at the same time, one of those. So I was more in that camp, but I remember a lot of good positive memories of Roseanne. I'm surprised by how, I don't know, people have been kind of negative about it in a weird way. So I don't know.
Well, it got a lot of viewers when it came back. Like, it was one of the highest rated things, I think, in a long time for network television. So obviously there is a fan base there that wanted to see it come back. But like, man, I don't, it's just, and when you read through, like, yeah, like this article from Vox says, like, here's what this episode is about. It's Islamophobia. And my initial reaction is to go like, gross. But then you read into it and you go, well, they kind of give it away in the article of like, well, she realizes that he's not actually this bad person and they have more in common. And you're like, okay, yeah, that's what I expected. But still, can we maybe not go with like a gross exaggeration or like so stereotypically bad that...
Yeah.
And I guess you kind of have to do that for television, so it makes sense. Like, you can't just have it middle lukewarm and go like, well, the guy might be a terrorist, I don't know, and then the crowd laughs or whatever. But having this stuff on American television, on network television, I don't know, man. Like, Roseanne's such a kooky person. Like, she said on Twitter that she does TV episodes about real issues and real people, and it's like, okay, you're not like Mother Teresa here, Roseanne Barr. It's television. Yeah.
It's just television. Come on now. Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by Roseanne because it wasn't ever a show that I came home to watch and like wasn't something like my wheelhouse was more like Disney and Nickelodeon shows for a long time. So you know, like Boy Meets World was a huge part of my life.
Let me talk to you about Boy Meets World, though. Yeah, you should go listen to his podcast. You should go listen to Ryder's podcast. He does a book podcast. Did you know that?
Really?
No, he didn't. No. Yeah, he does a book podcast. It's called, one second. There's a book podcast. It's called, one second. I forget what his name is. Literary Disco.
That's a good name. I like that name.
It's a good podcast. You should listen to their most recent episode. I enjoyed it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I will definitely look into that. I can always use more podcasts in my life. Always. And that's not being sarcastic. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Me too.
Including this one. Thank you for anybody who may have listened to
I don't know. I might pull this out and make this like a special side thing and then release the actual episode back a little bit. I mean, you know, we'll see. Anyway,
we got a little off topic.
I've been Albie. This has been Roms Over Baghdad. You can like us on iTunes. You can like us on Twitter. I'm going to end the podcast here. Hope everybody has a good evening.